You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
You break out in hives and you know it was supposed to be AIDS. But God allow you to get to another prayer life. They ain't hear nobody in the house. Oh, Jesus, I come to you. I know that it was hard for you to get my attention, but oh, you got it now. I want you to revive me. I want you to rescue me. My soul in need of you. I call you. I keep calling you. I need your help. I don't once want to be healed. I want to be healed in you. I want to be set free. And every time another occurrence or situation comes, you remind me that you are my healer. Can I get somebody to help me today? My heart was acting up, but you came in and you fixed it your own self. I say you a heart fixer. I ain't hear nobody. I bless your name. I'm no doubt in my spirit, but I got enough of you to lift my spirit up and say, yes, I'm going to wait right here. You're going to empower me in my suffering, in my despondent, and when I want to quit. See, Christian won't tell the truth. When hell come loose on you, and everywhere you look, you're mashing your light bulb, you want to quit. But I say, I can't quit now. How you done too much for me. I want to bless your name. Teach me how to lose myself over in craziness in you. But when you fix me, I'll come back out and I'll be renewed. I have more than they thought they took from me. And I'll bless your name. I say you are greater and you ain't going to tell me no different. He's greater because I found for my own self that he is greater. I'm going to stay right here with him. You got to go. I see you. Hope you don't come back because you are hindering us to my breakthrough. In the meantime, in between time, I'm going to keep saying more of you. Hallelujah. If you empower me, somebody going to see it sooner or later. But I want you to see it. I am willing. Hallelujah. To go through that you will be glorified to take some stuff. Might mean I got to take it to the grave, but you will meet me at the grave. I ain't hear nobody. When you make up your mind, suffering for Christ. See, we don't want to get in nothing God tells us to get in. Because we find it's too hard and I want to get right out. But let me help some real holy folks today. In yourself and flesh, you will get out. But if he's done something for you, you're going to do your best to stay in. I understand how these people think marriage is a celebrity. You get some good sex and you go home and act the fool and get some more. Marriage is a commitment. Don't nobody want to talk about marriage. How you going to know what it's like if you keep on changing? Like you change clothes. I ain't hearing it. If I'm talking to you, let it make you better. We don't want to go through nothing. Because we thought this spirit was like the last spirit. It worse than the last spirit. You just don't know it. We don't want to suffer to go through nothing. We just want party time. You got to suffer for Christ's sake. Reason I went to the marriage thing, because everybody think marriage is such a high con and so exciting and people are jealous of it. Follow them home for some months. No, just get in the car with them. We ain't going for us home. Get in the car with them. You be putting on brakes in the back seat. ain't hear nobody. I didn't know it'd take all this. But I want to fix him to fix me. So I'll be available. It take all this and some more. Can I get somebody in the house? I bless his name today. Oh, my God. When we compare our suffering with the price of the high calling, your suffering will get lighter, and it won't be so endeavor to take you out, and you can begin to live over in him, because I allow him to come in, and I'm able to live in this condition. I'm able to keep my focus on him. Say, you're greater than my surrounding. I say, I bless your name, because you're allowing me to call on your name, because this ain't feeling good. Because remind me, we still in the flesh, and flesh want to break out on easy street. Can I get my two people? Flesh don't want to suffer. That's why we got all these sins on the loose. Because self like to have some good sex, and don't have no responsibility with it. Can I get somebody? But it's a responsibility of sin, first of all. And sometimes you get you something that will carry the rest of your life. And then sometimes you get some babies, and the baby's there for life. Can I get somebody? Because you're going to still suffer anyhow. I come to bless him this morning. You can shake it up like it's all made up, but you're going to have to keep on shaking it so he can make you up. Can I give my three people? Says truth in a man, but I praise you in the midst of. I know now whatever you assign with my name on it, I got to get over in you so I can complete the assignment and I can pass the test. Because folks don't see you when you're by yourself and when you're dealing with self. Can I get somebody to say Jesus? Somebody says Jesus, and you can fake it when you come out of beat up and drug in and kicked down and pretend that everything is still all right. But I come to tell you, you can be a liar for bondage, but I want truth to come so I can come out and God will be glorified. I can tell somebody, I used to be there, but let me tell you, no, I ain't gonna tell you nothing. I'm gonna show you what the Lord has done in me. He has empowered me to stand firm and declare that he is everything I need. So get on with your spirit self. I'm going to bless the Lord while you getting on. Get on, because I don't want you to drop nothing in my spirit, because he releasing me by his power. I ain't hear nobody. Hallelujah. I face many trials and many tribulations. You will too if you make up your mind. I'm committed not to quit it. I'm committed to stay in. Because if I don't quit, he'll come in. He'll fix me. If he don't fix the situation, can I get somebody? And I can still say I bless the Lord. I can still say he's my healer. He's my deliverer. And in him, he has empowered me to wait right here. Some of us lie, say we waiting on the Lord. Every time we get a little exit out, we exit out and run to get recognized. But I want to stay with the Lord. If he don't let me out, I'm going to still say, you still bigger than my situation. I bless your name. I bless you. Has he brought anybody up in here through some hard place, some suffering, when you're in denial, when you're reasoning? Can I get somebody to say, you are mighty? Today I'm going to admit myself up unto you. Say, do me better than I can do myself. I bless your name. I know. If you let me and show me how I can put my trust in you, you don't have to quit because your surrounding quit. I say, I bless you. I want to keep on going. I ain't hear nobody. You know how your best friend begging you to come with me. No, I'm going with Jesus. I can't come with you because you might be a faker and act like you done made it, and I have to start all over again. I can't keep starting over and over because it's a too big a price, too much suffering, too many pain, too many disappointment. I want to get on the main line and tell him what I need. Tell him about me. I bless him. I need you. Anybody really need him up in here? Thought somebody think it's about you. But I come to be a witness. It ain't got nothing to do with you. Thought we ain't that important and never will be. If your mind that easy to be changed, your mind ain't made up. Huh? You ain't made up your mind. When you make up your mind, you're going to be tested with the big dogs. You're going to be tested with the big dog. And if you ain't nothing but a little puppy or chihuahua, chihuahua's bad dog, but they just ain't got no height. Huh. On my street, they got a chihuahua, and he dangerous. The pit bull came up there, and he went out there and went to growl in there. That pit bull went to stepping. He said, you don't know how mad I am. My great-grandbaby said, bad donkey. He bad all in his own right. His owner said people picked at him when he was a puppy. He don't take no mess. I told my granddaughter, I don't know how fast old granny can run, but we ain't going close to him. If he get with that pit bull, you know he'll get with us. Talking about bad doggy. Don't stick your finger in there. You'll be mindless of you. And his owner pick him up, and he's still so mad. He can't call and keep his phone. Oh, you hear me? He said, I try to watch out for children. I said, you better watch out for everybody with him. Beautiful dog, but he mean. And if this little dog ain't scared of them big pit bulls, why would we be scared of those people who look like they all are there? You can be small in stature that you ain't got all that they think they got, but you get Jesus and that'll be enough. I ain't hearing nobody. Because you walk around big bad wolf, that don't mean you bad like that. This little dog hold the corner. I live on the corner lot and he live on the corner lot. And he don't have no traffic on his side. He ain't scared of nobody. People out on the patio looking at him. He just mean every day. Every day my great-grandbaby want to go see the bad dog. And I thought about that. Why would you put yourself in harm's way for mean people? You stay out of their way. I ain't hear nobody, but we'll get ourselves in the midst of junky stuff. Amen. And it take the Jesus that we trying to get out of us. I tell you what, I've been watching. I ain't seen that pit bull come back when I'm messing with the chihuahua. Because the pit bull know I got to get to stepping. Because I ain't scared of you. Well, I'm saying today we too scared of people's gifts. And don't see it's the gift getter. Amen. Got them. I ain't hear nobody. Amen. I ain't scared to say what I hear. Amen. And we get eluded. Because we looking at somebody got a gift. But you better watch for the gift giver. Because the gift giver will give you serious fear of who the one who gave the gift. I put on this white because he told me to. Please tell somebody what I said. Until you make up your mind that a gift will not keep controlling me. But I will tap into the gift giver. And he'll give me life while I'm walking around dead. Amen. Telling you what you said on yesterday. No, his word don't change on now day. He said, I give you life in me. And not only give you life, I give you abundantly. That's more than you can imagine. I know this house guilty because when you get propped up on prophecy, you get crazy and get emptying out your pocket and everything else you got. But you better get crazy on Jesus. Amen. Don't throw your shoe up here. because I'm going to throw it back and hit you. It's time out for us to stop playing with the power of God. Only he can bring you out. And prophecy is on a condition for the ones don't know it today. If you don't line up with it, you might not never get it. If he tell you you're nasty and low down and dirty, you need to not check with all your friends because they might be low down and dirty too. You check in with Jesus. Because he ain't playing with us in this house. As I said earlier, we want an umbrella of safety, but we don't want to go through nothing where we can be safe. Ain't hear nobody. What disturbs my spirit when we so easily persuaded by sometimes what's in our belly? You want to go to Hollywood? Somebody walk by you. Oh, the Lord just told me. You going to Hollywood and you fall out and kick. That's in your belly. Amen. You want to be a celebrity a long time. You just ain't made it yet. I'm in the house. Amen. I'm in his house. Oh, it's quiet now. I want it to be where you can hear what I'm saying. We don't want to go through nothing for God to make proof that I'm God by myself. We so intimidated by what folks got. Been there and done that. But you better get up off of that broke chair and get revived in Jesus. If you don't do it, put me in a place where I know for myself you can't do it. When the Hebrew boys were thrown in the fiery furnace, they had made a connection in a relationship with Jesus the Christ. Say, King, I will not bow down to you. Because you ain't Lord over in my life. I know that you say you gonna have us. But it's okay. I'd rather be with Jesus than be him looking the folks. Death sentence will come into anybody's life. And if you don't believe it, it ain't about your age. Age ain't got nothing to do with it. Some got to happen in your life where it frightens you so. And you bring a fear within you. And the enemy's going to still come. But I got such a fear of this man, Jesus. I heard what you say, but I got to back it out of my spirit. So here I come again to you, Jesus. Somebody done charged me wrong again. And I might be guilty, but I'm afraid not to try you for what's on the inside of me. Only you can take it out. Only you can fix it. Will you let him fix it today? Will you let it be, Lord? And will you let it be Savior of your life? I don't care how deep you are. Stay deep and miss Jesus. Your deepness won't do you no good when you done got all your ducks and line them up and you count them every day. I just want him to be everything I need. On this walk, you get lonely sometimes. Can I tell the truth up in here today? You get despondent most of the time. And you're looking around how hard it seemed to be for you. But that ain't nothing but a setup to hinder you. And I come together and thank you today. When you stop measuring God with what you're going through with somebody else look like they done made it through, then you can get up and declare, my suffering ain't been in vain. My going through, well, we don't want to go through. Sometimes he signed your name to going through. And I come to tell you thank you that you will empower me on the inside. I ain't trying to mess with nobody, but there's some people I can call out today. They broke up from the floor. Don't worry about them nice clothes you got on. But only one can pick you up and empower you is Jesus Christ. Again, I say relying on your gift, it ain't good enough. Because when you don't operate out of your gift, you come back and be a fool again. I ain't hear nobody. But I want to tap into the gift giver. Where every time I go through something, I go back to him. Here I am again. On the inside, that's a thirst for your righteousness, for your peace, for your contentment. Oh my God. It ain't what you're surrounded with, what you open up to come in you, where you open up your inner man, that he will come in and show you. I ain't talking about no husband and wife, show you. I ain't talking about no children and mama, show you. I am everything you need. Let me go over here, cause some over here need a boyfriend or girlfriend and a boyfriend and a boyfriend. But every one of us in here need Jesus. I don't care what your flesh say you got to have. Keep on playing with flesh. And flesh will shut you down. And if it shuts you all the way down, you can't get up unless you get up with Jesus. Our suffering, if you turn it around, it will be for Christ's sake, and it will benefit you for his sake. If we can't find nobody to suffer and go through nothing, well, he can go on and let the world come on to the end, because everybody too straight to take anything. If it ain't 6 months, you out of here. Some people can't line up to be saved for 6 months. They say, I miss my boyfriend. I miss my girlfriend. And what we do together to make life worth living. That ain't enough of life, because it'll end you up in hell. Hallelujah. Somebody told me that this great man of God said, I don't marry people unless God. No, if I don't feel like I should marry them. I said, you go tell the man of God, I said, Pastor Grant, I marry people because they gonna do the thing married people do. And the word of God said, better to marry than to burn. Really to go to hell. If you can get that flesh right being married, be married and go to hell being married. It's a difference. Because the average folk going to do what they want to do anyway. They rebuke you and curse your God. Say, I'll show you. So I just want to not for them to have such punishment to go through. I ain't saying nothing. If I can help you to hurry to get in trouble, come on. And you don't have to pay me now, dollar. He paid me well. Matter of fact, he's just blowing my mind. He do some other stuff too. So if you want to say God don't know what he's saying, I'm going to help you to say do what you want to do. I've married a whole lot of folks. But let me tell you what folks in the street say. You know when they got 3 or 4 children for them. I asked a man, do you want me to marry him? He said, I ain't ready to get married. I said, what? Only children? He said, she ain't the one. I said, excuse me, can I borrow your chair? I'm going to bust his head open. At least they'll tell you the truth more than so-called Christian. This is a free house I live up in. I ain't getting married. Shut down my benefits. I said, you sure you don't want me to marry to be free? I ain't ready to get married. And the other party heard him. If I'd been on crack cocaine, I got off for the day. to bust his head open. I'm saying something. If the people ain't confessing nothing no better, why would you try to think people who think they know everything, why you trying to convince them he got better for you? The devil's a liar. I said, I'm not putting my mouth on the man of God. This way I believe. Because everybody ain't going to do right no way. But sometimes when you get what you want, it'll squeeze you. That you know something ain't right. Then it might be your chance for him to get you right. Because you got what you asked for. We don't want to go through suffering. Flesh don't want to suffer. Flesh want to be appetite and pacify and fulfill. Anybody up in here ain't walking in flesh? Some of y'all up here want to be fine, foxy brown, but the flesh done got you blowed up. You have to speak to the mouth. In the name of Jesus. I don't overwhelm myself. Flesh done took over. Ain't he good? I ain't bothering nobody today. I'm going on back up here. Because I done put it out there. You don't want to suffer for his sake. Keep on suffering for Satan's sake. When you suffer for Christ, you make a mind, you make a commitment to get in a relationship with him. And I ain't going to get out of it because I done had some disappointment. If we wouldn't go into marriage thinking everything's so hunky-dory, we might just stay in longer. I told Apostle Grant, don't open the door for me until my hand get where I can't open it. Because good things don't last always. I ain't hear nobody. I ain't even looking for that. I'm just looking for God to make me better. We look too much for too much through people. That's why we so disappointed. We want them to understand everything we go through. How can they? They ain't you. Can I get somebody? They don't. They might think they're the clock in controlling your mind, but that's just a witchcraft demon. You ain't got control of your own. How you going to do somebody else on? So back off me. Let me get in line to make a commitment. Paul said I was unworthy. He remembered when he was Saul. And I remember now it's Jesus. What about it you don't understand? My gosh, on the evil side. I understand that it got to be just Jesus from where he has brought me from. Out all under the dirty bridges, he pulled me out from under. And an old ditch full of mud over there, he got me out of. Began to purify the mind and cleanse the temple with his cleansing salve. You can't cleanse yourself. And you can be holy for yourself, and then you'll miss God for yourself. Today, I want to release a question to the airway and to the church. Are you really?
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.